Lauren, there's been some more confirmed finds of the Lebbek mealybug in Florida citrus. Can you tell me about that?
We trained a bunch of scouts along with EPI, and they have found additional sightings more in Hardy, in DeSoto, and in Hendry counties, in addition to our original findings in Highlands County. I do know a sample was submitted from St. Lucie County, but I haven't actually seen the confirmation yet. I saw pictures from the person in the grove, and I'm confident that's what it is. Nothing quite looks like this pest.
The new finds, have they been in commercial groves?
To the best of my knowledge, yes, they've all been in commercial groves.
So how many counties now is it confirmed in?
So Highlands, Hendry, Hardy, DeSoto, St. Lucie, so five counties that we know of. It's probably more widespread than that. We just haven't found it in those groves yet. I'm not sure where we'll find it, how we'll find it, if folks are managing it unknowingly and just good fortune not seeing it, that's great.
Okay, what are some of the key signs that growers should be looking at in the grove?
So at this point in the year, you're going to see a lot of honeydew. The ones we were looking at yesterday, we had all reproductive stages available. So we had everything from first and star nymphs all the way through mature females out there. And we found some male cocoons, actually, which was interesting. So there's male flight right now. So look for the honeydew, which any hemipteran will be doing that. So scales, aphids, they do that type of stuff. But look up from the honeydew. And that those waxy shapes are very distinct to this bug. You can also look around and look at the calyx of your fruit. They like to infest that area the most. Look at your fresh flesh. Anywhere where you have fresh growing leaf material, fruit material, that's where they want to be. So that's the areas that you would want to look at first after you find the honeydew. We did have some growers find individual clumps of these just by chance. They were out hand fertilizing, and they didn't see any honeydew. They didn't see really any of the normal symptoms. They just saw the white clumps, and they called me yesterday. I ran over by their fields.
So other than call you, if this pest is found, is there any kind of management advice at this point?
So right now we're trying to figure that out. We're actually starting a spray trial on Friday because we were hoping that we wouldn't have to. We actually had really good pest natural enemy recruitment, so we had a really great recruitment of lady beetles to the system, lacewings, some predatory flies, and some predatory wasps. And some predatory caterpillars, which is kind of interesting, but it hasn't been enough to actually knock back the entire population. The mealybug's been growing at a faster rate than the predators, which is normal anytime you have a new critter that you don't have their whole predator suite available. So we've heard some good results from a couple of things that people have tried in their own individual groves, but we're going to confirm that, and we'll know in a few weeks.
So you'll be testing the chemical controls as opposed to the biologicals?
Yeah, I would have loved for this to have been an answer that biologicals will do it for you right away, but we need them to build up more in the system. So it'll probably be a combination of biological and chemical control and just knowing when the bug's there, when it's active. If you spray when they're in their wax, and it looks like it's not going to do a whole heck of a lot, so we need to know when the crawlers are active. Otherwise, you're wasting a spray.
Any other final comments on the Lebbek mealybug?
Only if you think you have it, please send a sample into DPI. All the information is available on their website. You can email myself. Jason Johnson is running the field surveys for DPI, and the identifier at DPI is Ziamid, and we are all willing to help you guys out.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.